Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Indiana GOP debate tonight.
Let's go!
Gubernatorial debate, as they say.
The electricity is running through your veins.
You ask me, I mean, you can pretty much guess what I'll be watching tonight. The Pacer game and or this debate.
Well, you might be able to have time for both. Pacers don't start until 8:30, Nige. Okay. So you can get all the debate action you can handle. Now,
and we're going to have it here, right here on the 7 o'clock WIBC, right?
Yeah. Tony Kennett's show being preempted by the gubernatorial debate tonight. Now, the front runner, Mike Braun, will not be at this debate. He put out a tweet about 30 minutes ago. Quote, "I was looking forward to sharing my vision with Hoosiers at tonight's debate, but Chuck Schumer has called the Senate into session tonight. I'm in D.C. voting no on a bill to send $95 billion of your money overseas instead of securing our open southern border."
Good for him.
So he goes on and on and on. So, man, the front runner.
I wonder who Todd Young is going to vote for.
Boy, he's probably got the flag ready to wave when it passes through the Senate tonight. That happened in the House.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. I know.
They started chanting, "Ukraine!
God,
Ukraine!"
Ukraine should be waving the American flag anytime they get a chance over there with as much money as we get in them.
But the front runner, according to all the polling, Mike Braun will not be at this debate tonight. The other five candidates will be. Chambers, Crouch, Doden, Hill, and Rittenauer. They're all going to be there. So if you want to hear what they have to say, you can listen starting at 7 o'clock right here at 93 WIBC. Now, since Mike Braun can't make it tonight, and again, the polling shows he's the front runner, we've got the next best thing. We've got AI Mike Braun ready to give what would have been his opening statements to everybody at this debate.
So, which one of you losers is going to finish second? I mean, look at this group. It looks like the worst table at every wedding. Chambers thinks Holcomb deserved an A for his time in office. I know 420 was a few days ago, but he may still be high. Silent Suzanne sat right next to Lockdown McGee and didn't say a word. Jamie Ridenour's highlight was debating against Rob Kendall. I think I speak on behalf of all my supporters when I say that I hope Rob gets the worst case of herpes the planet has ever seen. Let's see who else is on the stage tonight. Curtis Hill wears way too much cologne, and I don't even know who Eric Doden is. I thought he worked at a McDonald's or something. I could show up and debate, but I've got more important things to do. Have fun with your JV debate tonight. Mike Braun out.
That's AI Mike Braun with opening statements for the debate tonight.
Incredible.